quarter yet.
35 seconds left still here. Substitution for Bad Axe, Aaron Soles checks in. He's a freshman. Replaces Spencer Britt. Spencer Britt had a heck of a night on Monday night. Hasn't been able to put things together so far here yet on Wednesday.
The way things were explained in the Tribune is that any team that's dressed in green, he plays well against.
They play Akron Fairgrove this year?
I think they should have put him on the schedule.
Colby Meeks dribbling at the top of the key. 20 seconds left. Jack Clancy gets a screen from Tlaski at the top of the key to the left wing, Curvin. Curvin against Ribble gets a screen from Meeks. Puts it up. The hook shot inside the lane, no good. But there is Colby Meeks to put it in on the putback. And he has 9 points. 2 seconds left. Hayden Horn for three, NBA range. He hits it! Hayden Horn puts Cass City on the board for the first time in over 6 minutes, and we reach the end of the first quarter. Bad Axe 18, Cass City 7 at the end of the first quarter, right here on the WNLW Sports Network. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your
name. For well over a century, we've taken a large measure of pride in our community support. Nowhere is this more evident than the spirit shared with our area school sports teams. This is Brent Wehner from Thumb Bank and Trust. It takes hard work and dedication to make a team succeed. At Thumb Bank, we're the team of financial experts working for your success. Whether it be for your college education, your home, a car loan, agribusiness, commercial lending, or a checking, savings, or retirement account, we'll help you achieve your goals and win in the game of life. Stop by one of our offices today and let us see what we can do for you. We're Thumb Bank and Trust, with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, Bad Axe, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
On to the second quarter, Bad Axe using a 17-0 run before that three from Hayden Horn from Cass City. It's now an 18-7 ball game. 11-point lead for the Hatchets to start the second quarter. Jack Clancy, top of the key, at the left elbow, down to the baseline to Jensen Emmerich. Emmerich puts the jump shot up, no good. Rebound, Colin Rubel. That's the sixth rebound for the night for Cass City. No offensive boards for them. Bad Axe with 8 in that first quarter, Cass City at 5. Luke Stern drives in from the right block. Nothing there. Jan Clancy's all over him. Feeds it in the left corner. Bryce Fernald dribbles it in the paint. Sips to the right corner. Rubel for three. This one's up. No good. Rebound, though. Zach Beecher keeps Cassidy on alive. Can't get that to fall from himself. And it's still loose in the hands of Hayden Horn. Cassidy still on offense. And Horn is fouled hard. And he'll go to the free throw line. 4-2 shots. That was a hard foul against Horn. And this will be going against Jack Clancy by chance? Yep, no, number 15. Colby Meeks, that's his second, team's third. At the free throw line, Hayden Horn, shooting 2. Horn with 3 of the 7 points in that quarter, and he hits the first free throw. In that practice we saw, John, on Monday, he was practicing free throws for about a half hour. Rubel and Beecher sit out, Cathrell's back in, and Stern sits down, Anthus is back in, as is Schenk.
You're right. Hayden was out there all alone. He was his own rebounder. He just kept on working and working and working. That's what you like to see out of a kid.
Definitely. Second free throw as good as the first. Horn, 2 for 2 on that trip. Brings Cassidy within 9 points, 18-9. 7 minutes left in the second quarter. Jack Clancy down to Jensen Emmerich, left block, and can't get to fall, but rebound brought in by Bryce Fernald. Bad Axe opening the door here for Cassidy to try and make some sort of moves. They just had 2 made field goals in that first quarter, both threes. Just 1 to start the scoring and 1 to end the scoring. Anthus goes down the right side of the lane, and this can't get to fall, but gets his own rebound. He goes up, and he's fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots. So Kansas City can't score when the clock's rolling. They might as well do it when the clock stopped. And this will go against number 14 for Bad Axe, James Curvin. That's his first, team's fourth. Kendall Anthus shooting 2, 18-9, 6:37 left in the second. And And the first free throw, no good.
Usually Anthony's up at the line. He's pretty steady.
No kidding. I'm missing a point in that first quarter, John, still. Second free throw from Anthony. This one's no good. Rebound ripped down by Jensen Emmerich for Bad Axe. Jack Clancy at the left wing pulls up for three. This one's off the mark. Rebound long into the hands of Kendall Anthus for Cass City. A nine-point ball game, 18-9. Hayden Horn across midcourt, dribbles down the left side of the lane, and he's offensive fouls. He blasted out James Kirvin as he was defending him. Hayden Horn, second personal. Team sixth. So now Bad Axe is officially in the bonus for remaining 6 minutes and 17 seconds of this first half. Jack Clancy will bring up the ball for the Hatchets. White uniforms. They're the technical home team tonight, even though despite their playing Cass City. Spencer Britt takes a three top. Keeney hits this one.
That looks smooth.
That was better. Spencer Britt puts the scoring up to 12, ties the largest lead of the night for Bad Axe, 21-9. 5:55 left in the second quarter. Bryce Fernald to the free throw line. Hayden Horn down to the right block. And Schenk can't get to fall and is brought in by Cody Tulaski. Tulaski's pickpocketed. That's the third turnover for Bad Axe. And then Spencer Britt steals it away from Cass City. That's the seventh turnover for Cass City.
Cass City just cannot buy a bucket on the inside.
Jack Clancy back to Spencer Britt. Pump fakes now the free throw line. Dives down the lane and he gets the finger roll to fall. He has 5 7 points. In all the points in this quarter, it's 23-9. Largest lead of the night for Bad Axe at 14. At the right elbow, Santa Cathrell to Anthus. Back to Horn, right wing. Santa Cathrell pops the three top of the key. And this one is smooth as silk. Santa Cathrell with 2 threes now. 6 points for him. And Cass City's in double digits at 12. Bad Axe at 23. Jack Clancy cross midcourt, right to left cross your radio. Being guarded by Horn to Jensen Emmerich, right wing. Spencer Britt, top of the key, pops another three. This one's good. It's raining threes suddenly. And Spencer Britt with 8 points. 26-12, a 14-point lead once again for the Hatchets. 4:40 left in the second. Winner goes on to play USA on Friday. Hayden Horn takes a three. This one's way off the mark. Rebound brought in by Cody Tulaski for the Hatchets. Tulaski against Cathrell at the right wing, down to the corner. James Kirvin takes a three. This one's no good. Rebound, though, Spencer Britt keeps possession alive, and it's stolen away by Bryce Fernald. Fourth turnover for the Hatchets. Fernald wide open to Schenk, right blocking it off the glass for two. And Schenk gets his first points of the night. 14-26, Bad Axe by 12 points over Cass City.
First points in the paint for Cass City.
4 minutes left in the second quarter. Jack Clancy down right, wide open, all the way to the basket. And the layup from the right side is good for Jack Clancy. He has, I do believe, 5 points, potentially six.
If we were in Mexico City, I think I'd hear an ole on that one. There's just no defense.
No.
It blows by everybody.
Santa Cathrell in the short corner. The fadeaway jump shot off balance is no good. Rebound brought in by Jensen Emmerich. And Emmerich is running like a madman into the lane, and it's going to be an offensive foul as Emmerich, Kendall Anthus, with the heads of play, was just absolutely camped out inside the lane, and Emmerich went right at him. That will be Jensen Emmerich's second personal foul.
Why I'm laughing is that Emmerich put on the brakes.
He just couldn't do it.
Barely touched him, and the fall came.
And so Anthus sits down, as does Schenk. Out there for Cass City, Bryce Fernald, Colin Ruble, Luke Stern, Zach Beecher, and Santa Cathrell. 3.5 to play in the first half, 28-14. Bad Axe doubling up Cass City. Colin Ruble down the baseline in the short corner, now retreats deep into the corner. Cody Tulaski all over him. Trying to pivot out of there, nothing there. Got to be close to a 5 second violation. There it is. And that will be the eighth turnover for Cass City tonight.
Cody Tulaski finds other ways to go ahead and
yes,
beat you.
Does.
I mean, I don't know how many points he has. Two, okay. And that's it. You know, but he does so many things out there that are just the little things, but add up so much.
James Kirvin, that's actually Aaron Soles at the left wing, dribbling inside the lane. The runner's up. This one hits nothing and out of bounds. Last touch by a maroon jersey. Bad Axe will retain possession. 3:01 left in the second quarter. Bad Axe 28, Cass City 14. James Kirvin inbounding. Zach Beecher on him. Now to Spencer Britton in the right corner. Start